from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the weekend edition of From the Newsroom where we take a look at what will be making headlines next week. We'll start with politics and all eyes will be on the news poll which will be released on Monday. It'll show how much of a hit, if any, the coalition has taken as a result of the interest rate rise. Here's news.com.au's political editor, Samantha Maiden.
It'd be really fascinating to see what happens in news poll next week because once the interest rate gets kind of factored in, what sort of impact is that going to have? Is it the case, as some pollsters have suggested, that the tide's really going to go out in Scott Morrison? Or are people going to say, oh, I'm really worried about the economy, I'll stick with the coalition?
According to the latest news poll figures, Labor holds a commanding two-party preferred lead over the coalition, 53 to 47%. Speaking of elections, Filipinos will go to the polls on Monday. The frontrunner is the son of Ferdinand Marcos, the corrupt and brutal dictator who ran the Philippines from 1965 to 1986. The election is seen as one of the most consequential in Philippine history and has been described as a potentially make-or-break moment for the young democracy. In other news, Andy Warhol's legendary Marilyn Monroe portrait is going up for auction next week. Christie's expects the artwork to go for more than 250 million Aussie dollars, which would make it the most expensive 20th century artwork to be sold at private auction. The most expensive artwork of all time to be sold at auction is a Da Vinci painting, which went for 450 million US dollars back in 2017. To showbiz news now, and Eurovision kicks off next week in Turin in Italy. Ukraine are the strong favourites to win. Representing Australia is former voice contestant Sheldon Riley, who'll be singing a song called Not the Same.
Then you run and hide, hide the break inside, till you realise that the light shines bright.
We'll be back in a moment with a look at all the TV shows and movies coming out next week.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, here to tell us about all the TV shows and movies coming out next week is news.com.au's Wenli Ma.
Thanks, Bucky. First up next week is Super Pumped, a drama series about the boardroom coup that saw Uber founder Travis Kalanick ousted from his own company. Starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Kalanick and Carl Chandler as prominent investor Bill Gurley, Super Pumped will go into the gritty and sensational details of the corporate knuckle fight that dragged the controversial tech giant through some very unflattering headlines. The series is from the team behind Billions, so you know there will be at the very least, many scenes of super rich men in cashmere jumpers glaring at each other and spitting threats out from behind their whitened teeth. There's a bit of a trend at the moment when it comes to Silicon Valley malfeasance, and Super Pumped comes on the heels of The Dropout, which delved into the Theranos scandal and We Crashed, the Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway series about WeWork. Take a listen.
David Drummond called
you?
I'm the guy they call. That's how this works. When you fuck up, they call me. When you try to go deep with Larry Page, they call me. When you land over $250 million of Google's money, they call me.
Fuck you.
No, thanks, I'm good. My founder just raised some serious cash.
Super Pumped is on Paramount Plus from Thursday. Next up is The Essex Serpent, a streaming series starring Claire Danes and Tom Hiddleston. Adapted from Sarah Perry's novel, the Victorian-era story involves a London widow named Cora who moves to the Essex coast when she hears tales of a mythical serpent which terrifies the local population. Cora is a scientist, so she's not going in for the superstition that seems to have plagued the town, but the last person she expected to bond with is the local vicar, the married local vicar. When tragedy strikes, the fearful town turns their attention and power paranoia to the outsider in their midst, Cora. The miniseries also stars Clemence Posey and Hayley Squires. The Essex Serpent is on Apple TV Plus from Friday. And finally, there's Hacks Season 2. One of the shining lights of the 2021 TV season, Hacks burst onto the scene with Jean Smart as an aging stand-up comedian trying to stay relevant and Hannah Einbinder as a 20-something writer with few options but to take a job she didn't want. The two of them clash in almost every way as generational differences crop up, but Hacks is about so much more than that. The dramedy is about loneliness, wanting to be respected, and also finding redemption in the last person you ever expected. And this second season deepens those relationships as Deborah and Ava take the show on the road. Hacks was created by writers who worked on Broad City and won Emmys for writing and directing and lead actress for Jean Smart. It's a barnstormer. Hacks Season 2 is on Stan from Friday.
Thanks so much, Wen. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update for you on Monday morning.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.